City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Okay, let's have a chat with a former Everton striker who knows all about scoring some big goals and reflect, of course, on Everton's performance against Chelsea and their passage through to the FA Cup semi-final. Let's welcome Francis Jeffers to the show. Morning to you, Franny.
Morning.
Terrific stuff from Everton at the weekend. Let's first of all focus on Romelu Lukaku. He scored an absolute belter, didn't he? Where does that rate in your all-time Everton goals, Franny?
It has to be one of the best, doesn't it? I mean, I think there wasn't much in the game for 60 minutes, and then obviously Rom sparks it into life with a great, great goal, doesn't he?
Just looking at, there's this report here from Chris Bascombe in The Telegraph, and he describes it as the footballing version of Jonah Lomu dancing through a defence. It's quite amusing, but I can see what he means by that.
Yeah, well, he's a big fella, isn't he? He's a big lad, Rom, so when he's skipping through there, it's a goal you wouldn't expect from him, really. Great feet, light on his feet. But it doesn't surprise me, to be honest. He's just going from strength to strength, isn't he?
I mean, he's got the all-round package, hasn't he? And he's still only very, very young. We've said it a couple of times on the show this morning. I know you're in touch with all the lads. How far can someone like Romelu go? He's, what, 22 now?
Well, he can go on to be one of the greats, can't he? In the game, I think, as a striker, the modern-day striker, he's everything you want, you know, and I know he's only young, but, you know, there's not many better than him in Europe right now, probably in the world, so we're fortunate to have him at Everton. The big thing now will be holding on to him, won't it?
Well, of course, summer's going to be massive for him. He's got business at hand, first of all, and I was talking with Alan Irwin before, talking about the fact that, you know, if you've got a big-game player, now's the time, semi-finals, possibly finals. Yeah. You need those players to show on the very big stage.
Yeah, we do, yeah. I mean, we have to be favourites now, I think, looking at it. As an Evertonian, not never run smoothly for us, but I do fancy us, I've got to be honest. I think we'll go all the way, and I think we'll win the Cup this year.
What did you make the game make of the game against Chelsea? As a whole, it was quite an interesting affair for the first 60, 70 minutes. It was quite a tough one to watch, the team sort of feeling each other out.
Yeah, I think it was tense, weren't it? I think, obviously, that's, you know, it's Chelsea done now, nothing left to play for. I think they sort of felt that as well as we did. It was almost that it was one of them, weren't it, where it was the only thing left to play for both clubs, really. And I think you could sense that for the first 60 minutes. And then, as I say, it was probably, for me, going to take a special goal. And fortunately enough, it was Rom who got it.
So this is for the second time this season, Everton two steps away from a trophy. I wonder whether they'll have learnt from the first time, of course, in the League Cup, and whether there's an extra incentive because of that.
Yeah, you'd like to think so, wouldn't you? I mean, going to Man City, it's tough, isn't it, anyway? So I think the teams left in the Cup now, I think, you know, we really have got to fancy our chances. So, as I say, you know, not ever run smoothly, but if I'm honest, I do fancy us, yeah.
It's funny because you've dropped that in twice. Nothing ever runs smoothly for Everton. A lot of Evertonians would sort of go along with that. Just when you think things are going right, perhaps they don't. But if you're going to look at the last four, there's five there at the moment, West Ham and Manchester United still not being decided. What is it that stands out about Everton amongst that pack for you, Franny, at the moment?
Well, I think they've got the best team. I really do. I think, you know, you look at the teams left in it, I think, you know, obviously West Ham look strong. I think, you know, playing them at Wembley with the pace and the power that they've got in the team, they give you the right game. But I think we've got the best team on paper. And I think, you know, it's about time we went that one step further and won a cup, isn't it?
It probably feels like it's been a bit of a rocky season as well at Everton. You know, there's been fingers pointed of underachieving with the squad that's been there. But there's been high moments mixed in with some, what feels like some real lows as well.
Yeah, there has, yeah. I think, I think underachieving is the right word. I think with the, you know, like I just said, with the squad we've got, the players we've got, we probably have underachieved, but we definitely have underachieved. You know, there's no, you can't dress that up. It's, we've underachieved. Sometimes that happens. You know, sometimes, you know, you look at Arsenal and teams like that, and they're underachieving probably. If they don't win the league, you know, you'd probably say they're going to struggle to do it ever again, aren't you? Because with the teams that are up there now and the squad that they've got. But football's a funny game, and sometimes it just doesn't go the way you think.
Franny, that's great. Thanks very much for your time this morning.
No worries.
Take care. That's Franny Jeffers, former Blues striker.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.